Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
New study is out on the number of people living with Alzheimer's. Jim Ryan is following this, and it's a very big number, Jim.
Well, it is. Never been bigger before. At least 7.2 million Americans are thought to have Alzheimer's. This is according to the Alzheimer's Association in its latest report. That's 300,000 more cases in just the past year. A lot of things are playing into this, but primarily it's the aging of the nation's population. It's not automatic that people who reach 65 and above will have Alzheimer's, but about a third of those over 85 do have Alzheimer's or test positive for Alzheimer's. And so that aging of the population naturally means that we'll have more people with age-related dementia like Alzheimer's.
Oh, wow. Needing a lot of caretakers in that field, too.
Yes.
But are there important...
That's a great point.
Are there important advances in diagnosing and treating this disease now than years ago?
Sure. Medications that are available out there, which are intended to reduce the amount of plaques in the brain, that is thought to be one source of Alzheimer's, one cause of it. And so finding ways to reduce those numbers and provide medication like that is a great step forward. But we don't have all the answers about the illness. The Alzheimer's Association acknowledges that. The Alzheimer's Association estimates that Alzheimer's and other kinds of dementia, the cost is about $384 billion this year. $384 billion. That's the cost of caring for people living with Alzheimer's. That does not include the millions of family members who are providing help and support to people with Alzheimer's. That number is about $400 billion. So the majority of money or the majority of cost associated with Alzheimer's is related to people who are relatives or friends of people living with it.
Oh, wow. All right. Yeah, that's a lot to think about, too. Jim, thanks for that update. Jim Ryan joining us this morning.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.